The Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for a prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gock, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
President Lyndon Johnson said this, "A nation is molded by the test that its people meet and master." Gracious God, we ask that you be with us as we face the tests and trials ahead, as we work to do those things that are most needed and helpful. We know that the days ahead will challenge us as we go through the hearings and requests that call upon us to make difficult decisions. For we know people are affected by those decisions, and whether we like it or not, we do create winners and losers. So help us, Lord, to do the most good in our work here together. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Reverend.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Higeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 22nd. Senator from the 22nd is here. Senator from Callaway. Senator from Callaway is present. Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th is present. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 39th day, Monday, March 25th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved and having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Butler.
If I could I inquire you, Mr. President?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a big safety issue going on here. And with your indulgence, I need to move over to the side of the room just for a moment, and I'll be right back.
Sounds good, Senator. Senator from Butler, we are trying to accommodate the senator from St. Francis, but I do believe that those construction warning cones are a prop. It does help us make sure that we don't run into him and that he has plenty of room, but we will have to remove those from the Senate chamber. Senator from Butler.
Mr. President, I don't feel like that's a prop. Because he has his leg propped up. Could that be a prop also?
Well, I've seen the senator from St. Francis try to get up and stand yesterday during the moment of silence. It was not a very pretty sight. So I think he is best served by just staying in his
Well, Mr.
seat.
President, I'm just trying to save one of our colleagues from breaking a leg also.
I understand that.
I'm not necessarily worried about the senator from St. Genevieve.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Sergeant of Arms, will you please remove the props? Thank you. We are on the motion from the Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone is closed. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone. Senator from Butler, we did remove the offending items from the Senator from St. Francis' desk, but that did not mean that they should go over to your desk.
Please.
Senator from Butler.
This is so if you wanted to play soccer or football, this, you could imagine these being a goalpost while you're up there. I will remove those, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, the introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce our two pages. For the day, we have Catherine Hodson and Daniel Hodson of Carl Junction, and their father sitting over to your right and my, or to your left and my right, Brad Hodson from University Missouri Southern State University. I'd like the body to please make them all feel welcome.
Welcome to the Missouri State Capitol. Please make the guests from the Senator from Newton welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Boone, I would like to introduce a special guest to my left, Mr. Victor Pasley. Victor is here on behalf of appointment from the governor to the state of Missouri and Lincoln University, and I would ask the body to please make him feel very welcome.
Welcome to Missouri State Capitol, Victor. Glad to have you here today. Introduction of guests. Seeing none. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Seeing none. Resolutions. Seeing none. Concurrent resolutions. Seeing none. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 185, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 347, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provision of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 302, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provision of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 264, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Senate Education Committee will be meeting at 12:15 in the Senate Lounge today.
Thank you, Senator. Other announcements. Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs will be meeting at 12 o'clock in SCR1.
Any other announcements? Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development will be meeting upon recess in Committee Room 1.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. With no further business coming before the body, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. And we are in recess.